It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Fort Recovery, the LeFever Family Complex, where this evening the Fort Recovery ladies softball team is going to take on the Anna Rockets. The Anna Rockets are finishing up some fielding practice here. Umpires are on the field getting ready to exchange some lineup cards and such, but the Anna Rockets come in to Fort Recovery 11-6 on the year, 6-2 in their conference. Most recently, they got a 4-1 victory over Jackson Center and a 6-4 victory over Rushi, so coming in on back-to-back wins. For our Lady Indians, they are coming into the contest 9-6 on the year, losing last night to Tri-Village 5-2, and before that, Fort Recovery with the exciting 9-8 victory over Coldwater. So as we look to go to the top of the first inning here momentarily, Anna will send their lineup out as such. Sophomore Eva Plyman will start, lead off, and play second. Senior Izzy Jenkins will do the catching duties and bat second. Senior Liz Stalter will bat third and play shortstop. Junior Brooklyn Cruz will pitch for the Anna Rockets and bat cleanup. Next will be Dana Plyman, and will play right field, followed by sophomore Willow Cannon and playing third. Next up, Tori Osborne, center fielder and a sophomore. Naya Cook will play first base. And rounding out the lineup for the Rockets will be senior Audrey Flotty, and she will play left field. That Anna Rockets lineup will face junior Jenna Holman on the mound, has been all season for the Indians. And we will pause here just for a couple commercial breaks as the umpires are over at the Indians' dugout going over some rules and stuff. I assume we'll follow that by heading over to the Anna Rockets dugout, and then we're going to get some national anthem, and we will be right back. Other than just now, sixth grade daughter Zoe Wendell just joined. The Wendell House homework comes first, and she had a little bit of math homework to finish up. Late to the microphone here, but Zoe, how was the day today?
It was pretty good. I went to Queen City Clay.
Had a little field trip. Took a little bus down to Cincinnati, played the clay a little bit. Huh? Made me a number one dad mug, I heard, right?
No, I did not.
No, no. Well, I thought that's what you said.
Only for those at Dairy Queen.
So if any of Zoe's diehard listeners are listening out there, Zoe comes prepared with jokes. We're three games in of softball jokes. I think we finally ran that well dry. What do you got for the listeners this evening, Zoe?
I have feed jokes.
Food jokes. So the topic of the evening will be food, ladies and gentlemen. But head coach for the Anna Rockets, Olivia Place, out there meeting with head coach of the Indians, Carrie Shane. And as we head to the national anthem, we will take these commercial breaks, and we'll be right back with some live softball action.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, notes from Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
It's First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Stroll's will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Stroll's. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Stroll's. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Joanne Glunsert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly cake and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. Call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Tuesday night is everybody's favorite night because it's family night at the Fort Recovery Dairy. Stop in from 4 to closing every Tuesday night to get your cone or cup of ice cream at a discounted price. The special includes our dairy-free, sugar-free, yogurt, or Dole Whip if you want them. Everybody loves ice cream from the Fort Recovery Dairy, so bring the whole family. Our friendly, smiling faces are waiting to serve you on family night every Tuesday at the Fort Recovery Dairy from 4 to closing. All sizes of cones and cups are discounted, so load everybody in the car and come out and see us at the Fort Recovery Dairy. God bless America.
Hi, Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed IV treatment for you or a loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile intravenous medications, compounded on our premises, verified insurance coverages, on-call support from pharmacists, and clinical monitoring and reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio for intravenous home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want, chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you caught the end of the national anthem there. Sorry about that little bit of delay there. With the Lefevre Family Complex here, when both teams are home, we like to line it up and play that national anthem one time loud and proud and serves both fields. So waiting on the baseball team there just to finish their starting lineups and such. But umpires are taking the field. The Anna Rockets have somebody in the on-deck circle, and we are ready to start baseball. No, softball. Balls, though. Looks like we got about 15 seconds here for Jenna Holman to get her last couple warm-up pitches in, and we're going to start some softball action. But something tells me, if I know my second daughter, you've got a joke for us.
Yeah.
So, lead us off tonight with the food jokes.
What's the boss of Old McDonald's farm?
The boss of Old McDonald's farm. Well, we don't quite have a farm at our house, but the boss at our house is Mom. I do know that. I know right where we all stand in that farm at our house. But who is the boss of Old McDonald's farm?
The CIEIO.
Oh, my God. The CIEIO. Oh, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, batter number one stepping into that batter's box for the Anna Rockets. Again, that's sophomore Eva Plyman, their second baseman. And the umpire says play ball. So, here we go. Pitch number one of this evening's contest. Taken strike. Good start for Jenna Holman. Second offering to the plate. Carr shot up a right field, lands right in front of right fielder Kayla Heikamp, and it's going to be a leadoff single for Eva Plyman. That's going to bring up senior Izzy Jenkins with one on and nobody out. The wind this evening dead to center field and strong. The flag is just whipping, but the rain held off. The field looks great. Doesn't even resemble any moisture. One on, nobody out. Home into the plate. Hard shot ball right to the shortstop. Greasy gets the out at second. Turns the double play. So the leadoff single goes for nothing as Ava Greasy there is a liable to turn the double play. So that's going to go 6-3 double play. That brings up senior Liz Stotter, shortstop for the Rockets. Takes the ball low for pitch one. Looked good. Umpire thought about it for a second. Second offering from senior Jenna Holman, or junior Jenna Holman, to the senior is a taken strike. So 1-1 the count. On deck for the Rockets, junior Brooklyn Cruz. Hard shot to the second baseman, and even with the single, the Indians are going to go 1-2-3 as that goes 4-3 to the second baseman, and we're going to go to the bottom 0-0. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Special on Case IH equipment. Here's how to take advantage. First, schedule an inspection by Hall Brothers for your Case IH tractor, combine, or planter. That equipment is then eligible for 2 free hours of labor from the Hall Brothers Service Department. Plus, there's 15% off Case IH filter, $5 off opening blades, $3 off guards, and $2 off Case IH tweaks. There's just lots of ways to save right now. Call Hall Brothers for details on this great offer.
All right, the double play by Ava Greasy in the top of the first sends us to the bottom of the first, tied 0-0. The Indians will send a very familiar lineup up. Lead off Emma Will, followed by Ava Greasy, Jenna Holman, Ella Shane, Alexis Greasy, Kayla Heikamp, Kylie Post, Paisley Hart, and rounding out the lineup, freshman Layla Armstrong. So while the Indians wait for their first at-bat here, though, Rockets are finishing fielding. Give us joke number two out of the food topics.
What do you call a shoe made from bananas?
A shoe made from bananas. Well, a shoe heel and peel rhyme. I don't know. What you got?
A slipper.
Nor, what do you think about that? That was bad.
No, that was a good joke.
Nor Shane's thinking that was shady at best. All right, ladies and gentlemen, senior Emma Will getting ready to come to the plate. I got a feeling we're going to hear a little walk-up song. What's it going to be, Zoe?
Who's coming up?
Emma Will.
Little Willie.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear a little Willie.
Up for the Indians, number 9 in the center fielder, Emma Will.
And there it is. Umpire says, let's play ball. Again, for the Rockets, junior Brooklyn Cruz on the mound, facing senior Emma Will. Emma takes ball one low. Boy, the Indians dugout is a little chipper this evening. They're awfully loud over there this evening. Second offering to Will. Taken strike. 1-1 the count. Yeah, Emma, really fast on the base pass. If we can just get her on, we can move her around. So, takes an offering at that one and goes down 1-2. Two and two after ball low. I'm going to definitely be impatient in this at-bat. fouled straight back into the net. 2-2, the count stays. Rockets only brought 10 this evening, so we're not going to see a lot of substitutions out of them. With the Indians having numbers up this year, got a lengthy list of substitutes available at their disposal. Emma, hard hit ball out to center field. Caught, records the first out. So, F8. And that will bring up senior Ava Greasy. Again, senior Ava Greasy plays shortstop for the Indians and comes up with one out here in the bottom of the first. Ooh, takes a strike high in the zone. Back in. 1-1. Very similar pitch. First one caught the top of the zone. Second one a little too high. Takes an offering and misses. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 offering. 2-2 just misses outside. So the Indians taking a cruise deep into the count the first two batters of the evening. Strike three on the outside corner. Strike out looking for Greasy brings up junior Jenna Holman. First pitch to Holman, fouled straight back 0-1. Rockets went 1-2-3 in the top of the inning. Indians trying to avoid doing the same in the bottom. A 1 offering. Swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. Like Father Moore's got the youth of the softball fandom a little riled up down there. And I see he's got his horn this evening. So I think he's going to try and get the crowd a little rowdy this evening. As the varsity baseball team is directly behind us playing New Knoxville this evening. Holman hard hit ball out to right field. Right fielder trying to find it and does just at the last second. Indians are going to follow a 1-2-3 inning by the Rockets and do the same themselves as Jenna goes out F9. So we will be back right after this commercial break.
Medler's Furniture in Portland and a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Just ask for the Put Me in Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Medler's Furniture and a Simple Touch, serving our community.
All right, we are back here at the LaFever Family Complex where the Indians are going to go to the top of the second, tied 0-0 after both teams go 1-2-3 in the first. That will bring up 4, 5, 6 batters for the Anna Rockets in the top of the second. Going to be pitcher Brooklyn Cruz, junior right fielder Dana Plyman, and sophomore third baseman Willow Cannon. So, Zoe, you got one for us in the books here before the first pitch of the second inning?
Yeah.
What you got for me?
Why don't oysters donate to charity?
Why don't oysters donate to charity? They're clams, they're tie, what is it?
Because they're shellfish.
They're shellfish. All right, first pitch of the second is a taken strike by Cruz. Goes down 0-1. They're shellfish. Oh, wow.
You're shellfish.
Second pitch low, 1-1 the count. at that diehard Indian fan out there in center field doing a lot of talking with his hands, Ken Shane. I'm not sure what he'd be talking about out there, but hands are a little wild right now. A 1-1 offering, hard ground ball directly into the Rockets' dugout. And the on-deck circle scampering a little bit, but the count goes 1-2. So again, top of the first, saw a leadoff single, quickly eliminated with a double play ball to Ava Greasy and a flyout. Hard shot right down the right field line, foul. So Cruz with back-to-back hard-hit foul balls here. Just can't quite get around on Jenna Holman right now, and she's just a little bit behind. Count stays 1-2, the offering from Holman. Just a bit inside 2-2. I think there's two infielders celebrating a strikeout there and just didn't quite get the call. Oh. 2-2 pitch. Change up. She sends long to left field. Paisley hard under it and makes the catch. So she got round way ahead on the change up and flies out to F7 for the first out.
The right fielder, Dana Plyman.
Brings up junior Dana Plyman, plays right field for the Rockets. On deck will be sophomore Willow Cannon. The offering. Swing and a miss on a low pitch. Puts Jenna ahead 0-1. Taken just a bit outside, takes the count to 1-1. One pitch. That's, I don't know where that one missed though. Yeah, we got a slight angle up here, but the count goes 2-1 regardless. We're not calling balls and strikes. Mm-hmm. 3-1. This strike zone has gone very tight here in the second.
Yeah.
Catcher Kylie Post just looks confused back there by the calls. But we're not complaining. We're happy he's here calling balls and strikes for us so we can play softball. 3-1 offering. That's a called strike. So the Rockets, after seeing how tight the window got, decided to take all the way there on 3-1, and we've got a full count. Three, two count on one out here in the top of the second. Foul, full count pitch, keeps it 3-2. Three, two offering for a second time. Exact same results, fell back into the net. So, regardless, Plyman's got a good at-bat here. Already seen 7 pitches and about to bring pitch number 8. So the 8th pitch of the at-bat comes. Change-up taken high. She works an 8-pitch walk. So the Indians are going to be faced with a runner at first and one out. First walk of the night for Jenna. Sophomore Willow Cannon to the plate. Sophomore Tori Osborne on deck for the Rockets. See after that double play ball if the Rockets get a little more aggressive on the base pass or not here. She stays at first on a first pitch ball. Low and inside. 1-0 offering to the plate. Low. Nice block by Kylie Post. Keeps the runner at first. Cannon's got the count 2-0. Fouled straight back. Brings the count to 2-1 and keeps the runner at first base still. What do you think, Zoe? Stealing here or not? Staying at first?
Probably.
The 2-0 pitch taken high. 3-1 the count. Need Jenna Holman to fight back here for us. Don't want to put back-to-back walks on the base pass here in the top of the second. Again, this Anna Rockets team came in 11-6. Not a lot of runs on the year, but plenty. So, taking strike, and we've got back-to-back batters here that's gone full on Jenna Holman. Dana Plyman down there first on an 8-pitch walk. We'll see what we can do here with Willow Cannon. The full count offering to the plate. Fouled out of play over the third base dugout, or first base dugout. So after an 8-pitch at-bat, we're followed by at least a 7-pitch at-bat. Ooh. The walk issued on a low pitch. So advances to first and second. I don't think the home plate umpire realized it. I thought they called interference there as we had a foul ball coming in from the baseball field. But he missed it, and they're going to have first and second with one out. So back-to-back walks issued by Holman brings up first lefty for the Rockets and Torrey Osborne. Runners at first and second and one out. Could really use another one of them double play balls right here.
Yeah.
She squares the bunt. She gets the bunt down to Jenna Holman, who takes the out at first, advancing the runners to second and third. But the Indians get that crucial second out. So that's going to go as a sacrifice bunt by Osborne.
Next up, number 25, the first baseman.
And the runners do advance. So we've got second and third, two outs, and we're looking at Nia Cook, the first baseman for the Rockets. Now we got to worry about the batter. Just get that third out, and let's go to the bottom of the second, tied at 0. Takes the first pitch as a strike. So it's been a little while there, but Jenna has gotten ahead of a batter. 0-1. Infield just a little bit in, but regardless, we're worried about the batter right here. 1-1 the count on a low second pitch. On deck for the Rockets, senior Audrey Flutie. Pitch taken high, 2-1 the count. Wind still blowing straight to center field. Guessing you can hear it in these mics. Low pitch makes it 3-1. Jenna would really like to avoid getting these bases loaded here. Just get out of this inning right here. She squares for the 3-1 offering. Pump decides it was low, ball 4. So the bases loaded, 2 outs.
Next up for the Rockets, number 5.
Bases loaded on 3 walks. Brings up the 9-hole batter, senior Audrey Flutie, who plays left field for him. Bases loaded, top of the second. Takes ball 1 high. Kylie Post giving some instructions here before the second offering to Flouty. Hard grounder foul. Makes the count 1-1 all the way out to the right fielder, Kayla Heikamp. I think so.
I don't know.
Excited to be in this position as a batter? Bases loaded, two outs. More pressure or more excitement if this is you at the plate?
Pressure.
1-1 offering from Holman. Taken just a bit high. 2-1. Brought the change up. It was close. Makes the count 2-1. Two-one offering. Taken. Strike. Makes the count 2-2. Now this is big time here. Jenna, get yourself out of this inning. Let's go to the bottom, tied at 0. Two offering, a soft tapper back to the pitcher. Holman elects to go to first, gets the third out just in time as the bases were loaded, but we're still going to go to the bottom of the second, tied 0-0. We'll be back right after this.
Heading into the bottom of the second for the Indians, we have Shane, Greasy, and Heikamp.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
All right, after an exciting top of the second inning there that saw three walks issued, but Jenna Holman gets herself out of it with a weak grounder back to the pitcher, and we're going to go to the bottom of the second, tied at 0. We're going to see the 4-5-6 of the Indians, Ella Shane, Alexis Greasy, and Kayla Heikamp. Zoe, what do you got for me in the joke column?
Why did the orange get stuck halfway up the mountain?
Why did the orange get stuck halfway up the mountain? Is that where he peeled out?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe the orange peel. What you got?
Because it ran out of juice.
Oh, my gosh. First pitch to Ella Shane is taken low. And I tell you, that Anna Rockets catcher was just as confused as Kylie Post was. So, Ella's ahead 1-0 the count here. Second pitch, hard hit grounder right back up the middle. Ricocheted off the pitcher's glove, but was hit so hard it still makes it out to the center fielder. So a great single to lead off there by Ella Shane. Going to bring up Alexis Greasy, the Indians' first baseman. Who, if I recall, there it is. Well, AC/DC Dynamite for the walk-up song.
Yeah.
Love to see Alexis Greasy bring a little dynamite to the diamond right here. She makes a hard offering at the first pitch. Goes down 0-1. Kayla Heikamp, senior for the Indians, on deck. Squares the bunt, pulls it back. Misses, makes the count 1-1. Again, Ella Shane at first after that hard single grounder. Greasy squares the bunt again. Does pop the bunt up. Cut by the third baseman. Misses on the bunt. Gets the first one. Goes out F3. Brings up senior Kayla Heikamp with one out. And still a runner at first. Zoe, I'm getting a text that the color analyst needs to bring a little more color this evening. And between you and I, I'm doing play-by-play, and you're doing color. So, you got any comments? Opinions. How's the game going so far?
It could be going better.
Well, you don't like 0-0, do you? You like runs. All right. Kayla Heikamp goes down 0-1, and the second offering taken high. She gets the count back 1-1. You know, I thought when I sat down here and saw this win that... what a night to get the ball in the air, and it'll just blow it out. And Heikamp has got a home run on this diamond already this year, so we'll see swing and a miss. Goes down 0-2. Shane staying at first on the miss. The catcher blocked it, but did keep it in front of her. Heitkamp down 1-2. One out. The offering. Ooh, strike three on the inside corner by Kayla Heitkamp. Nora, you got this strike zone figured out yet? I'm perplexed. That's going to say it lightly. So with the fly out and the strikeout, we've got two outs, and Kylie Post comes to the plate. Fouled out of play. That's going back towards the baseball diamond. Down 0-1. I can tell you, the Indians are way more aggressive at the plate than the Rockets thus far through two innings. We see Jenna consistently seeing 7, 8, 9 pitch at-bats. The Indians are up there, and they're trying to move runners around and score runs. Just haven't had any luck thus far. Pitch too low. Kylie goes 1-1. Ellis Shane's still up first. 2-1 after back-to-back low pitches. On deck for the Indians, Paisley Hart. High fly ball. That's it just bounced off the Indians' baseball dugout. Makes the count 2-2. Hard fly ball and back into the backstop. Stays 2-2. So the Indians got that leadoff single by Ella Shane and just haven't been able to move her yet. She's still at first, 2-2 and two outs. Two-two offering. Taken high, makes it full. So I got a goal, one joke tonight I get right.
Yeah, right.
I'm just looking to get one tonight. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss by Kylie Post, and the Indians go down after a leadoff single. So we're going to go to the top three, tied 0-0, and we will be back right after this commercial from Fortside Fuel.
Need gas? Stop into Fortside Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortside Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fortside Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortside Streets.
All right, we are back here at the LeFevre Family Complex for the Indians facing the Anarockets tonight in softball. Going to the top three, tied 0-0. Not a Zoe Wendell kind of game at all, who loves to see runs. Anna's going to go to the top of the third and send their leadoff, Eva Plyman, to the plate. She did single in the first, and then their second batter rolled into that double play, but... come on, Zoe. I need another joke because I got to get one tonight.
How do you turn soup to gold?
How do you turn soup to gold? All my mind's going to the digestive system, and I don't think that can be right. So,
you put 24 carrots in it.
Oh, my. Yeah, that had nothing to do with digestion. Holman's first pitch to Plyman. Catches her on the leg. I did not see that as it went right into Kylie Post's glove. So, unfortunately, leadoff hit by pitch, and we're going to have an exact rerun of the first inning where we've got the leadoff batter for the Rockets on and no outs. So, he had a better view of that than I did, but that pitch ended up in Kylie Post's glove. The bunt down, and Shane kills it foul. So it was a very good bunt, but just caught the rocks wrong and went foul. Izzy Jenkins, senior for the Rockets, goes down 0-1, and I fully expect her to be squaring around for a bunt here again. So hit into that 6-3 unassisted double play back in the first, and Coach plays for the Rockets square to bump for me again. She pulls back, pitch low, and they're going to advance the runner on a low pitch anyway. So, 1-1 the count. Plyman advancing to second on the wild pitch. So, see if the bunt stays on and she tries to get her to third, or if she gives green light to Jenkins to swing here on the 1-1 count. Lined up awfully close in that batter's box. I'm guessing she's going to be squaring. She squares. She pulls back. Misses low. Goes 2-1. Two-one offering. I've got to believe that that bunt signal is still in play here. She is all the way lined up on that front line in that on deck or on that batter's box. She squares the bunt. She gets it down to Holman. Holman flips it to first for the out, but the runner does advance to third. So with one out, the Indians are going to be dealing with a runner at third. Going to bring up the number three batter, who wears number three, senior Liz Stotter. So a 1-3 sacrifice bunt advances the runner to third. One out, top three. Stotter back in the first, grounded out to the second baseman. So I have to think here she's trying to get anything to the outfield to get that runner home from third. Foul on pitch one, 0-1 the count. The changeup taken high, 1-1.
No, I had a scrimmage and the strike zone was the opposite.
Yeah, scrimmage last night. The strike zone was a little big. And that umpire, let me tell you, was very uninterested in even being an umpire, as that was a dad. Grounder to third baseman, 8 by Ella Shane, goes to third. They bring it at home. Got the second out at first. Greasy tries to bring it home to post, and it bounces right off of her glove. So the Indians are going to go down 1-0 here in the top of the third. Do get the sacrifice out at first, but we've got a run on the board, and it's not for the Indians. That one's going to go 5-3 as Shane took it over to Greasy. And that brings up junior Brooklyn Cruz, who flew out to left field back in the second. It was a second inning that sent a lot. 6 Anna Rockets as they didn't get that third out until the bases were loaded. So Cruz makes an offering at the first and misses. Goes down 0-1. Pitch taken high, 1-1 the count. Tell you, I'm getting some text messages here, though, that we've got some pros listening, but you and I are far from pro broadcasters. I'll tell them that right now. The third pitch just misses high, goes down 2-1. And won that wind shifting just a little bit, blowing a little bit more to right center than dead center. Hard foul ball clears the baseball dugout is on their field of play. 2-2 the count with two outs, top of three.
Probably not the best idea to have only this in between them.
I'd say there's been a foul ball both ways so far. We had one from the baseball field already this evening, but I don't remember too many in the earlier games. That pitch looked all but a strike, and it takes the count full. Full count, once again, been a commonplace for Holman this evening. Nobody on. Looking to get out of the top three. And she does. Takes strike three. Looking. And we are going to go to the bottom of three. Indians trailing 1-0, and we'll be back right after this message from Brick Street.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
All right, welcome back to the softball diamond here, ladies and gentlemen, where the top of the third saw that leadoff hit by pitch come all the way around for the Anna Rockets and put the Indians down 1-0. We're over the bottom of three with Paisley Hart, Layla Armstrong, and Emma Will coming to the plate. So what do you got for me, Zoe? I can get one just yet.
Why did the onion need help?
Why did the onion need help? I'm going to guess his eyes were watering.
No, it was in a pickle.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me. All right, Paisley steps into the batter's box here to start off the bottom of three. Takes the first pitch strike. Indians going to play catch-up this evening, trailing 1-0.
Catch-up.
Yeah, that's what goes with the onion and pickles, I guess, doesn't it? Hard grounder, fair, going all the way out to the right fielder. Paisley Hart with a single, thinking two, taking two, and is in there. Head first slide under the tag. Paisley Hart's got us a leadoff double to start the third, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we talked about how many of those Anna Rockets have gone deep into the count, and the Indians, few and far between, see more than two, maybe three pitches. So that will bring up freshman Layla Armstrong, plays second base for the Indians and making her first plate appearance tonight. Has that runner at second. First pitch taken high. Oh, Coach Shane not electing to put the bunt on here to move the runner to third. Armstrong makes an offering, misses, 1-1 the count. On deck for the Indians, senior Emma Will flew out to center field in the first. Another offering by Armstrong puts her down 1-2. Fouled straight back. Layla keeps the at-bat alive. Paisley Hart staying at second on the foul ball. The 1-2 offering to the plate. Swing and a miss. Armstrong goes down on the strikeout for the first out of the bottom of the third. Brings to the plate senior Emma Will. Still looking to advance Paisley Hart after that leadoff double.
What?
A high fly ball out to the right fielder. She dives to make the catch off her glove. It was right on the foul line. I'm not sure anybody knows what happened just yet. From my angle, that was a foul ball. Coach Place comes out for the Rockets for confirmation from home plate, and he says we're going to play ball. So and I'm going to guess that that meant something to senior Emma Will as we just exchanged the ball. So we've got second and third, one out. That was the record for the school for total hits in a career. She now has 121 hits in her career as an Indian, and that is why we went and claimed that game ball for her. Ava Greasy gets the bunt down. They take it to first, take it to home, and she is safe. So the bunt sacrificed by Ava Greasy gets Paisley Hart in from third, advances Emma Will to third, and we've got a tie ball game 1-1. So we were in a unique situation there. Back-to-back doubles had the Indians stuck at second and third. But the sacrifice bunt by Greasy plates Paisley Hart. Two outs brings Jenna Holman to the plate. Holman flew out to right field back in the first. Hard hit ball deep to right center field, and Jenna has helped her cause with a home run. She has plated Emma Will easily after breaking the school record in hits with 121 hits, and that pitcher puts her team up 3-1, guys. I told you, though, I had that feeling tonight coming here watching this wind that we were going to see one clear that yellow line out there, and we just did with junior Jenna Holman. That's a good feeling. As the Indians went down, we talked about playing catch-up, and that goes well with onions and pickles. But we just took the lead 3-1 here in the bottom of three.
There goes my baseball.
And the third baseman is fielding a baseball. That looked awfully small on that big softball glove. I guess I jinxed ourselves. I told him the first three games I don't remember that happening at all. And here we are, and we're playing back and forth. A little game of ping pong here. Us in the baseball field. Brings senior Ella Shane to the plate. Had that hard single straight up the middle back in the second. And trying to help the cause here. Bases are cleared after that Jenna Holman home run, but two outs in the bottom of 30. Goes down 1-1 on the called strike. Hard hit ball right to the left fielder. That was a line drive. It might have been hit just as hard as the home run, but just a missile out to the left fielder. Single for Ella. Second hit, back-to-back innings.
The first baseman.
Lexus Creasy is going to come to the plate back-to-back innings now. She flew out to the first baseman back in the second. Indians trying to keep playing add-on here with two outs. Swing and a miss by Alexis. Again, Jenna Holman did that on a first pitch. Ella Shane only saw two pitches. Indians continue to be aggressive at the plate. Alexis Greasy, another swing and a miss. Two hard offerings here, 0-2. Pitch taken low, 1-2. Ella Shane staying at first base. Ella may have got a little bit of her speed from her dad, Ken. 2-2 the count. Back-to-back low pitches to a Greasy. Two pitch. Taken high, 3-2. So after making those first two offerings, Greasy gets patient, takes three straight balls. 3-2, two outs, bottom of three. Swing and a miss ends the third. So the Indians get three in the bottom of three, take that 3-1 lead. We're going to hear a message from Fort Recovery Insurance, and we'll be back right after this.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, welcome back to the LaFever Family Complex here in Fort Recovery, where your Indians just took a 3-1 lead, all four of those runs being scored in the third inning. Rockets are going to send up Dana Plyman, Willow Cannon, and Tori Osborne. First two took walks back in the second inning. But Zoe, I am ready for another food joke. I'm still 0 for about 9 tonight, and I'm ready to get one.
How do you treat an injured lemonade?
How do you treat an injured lemon? Did you just give it away partially here? Do you serve lemonade? Huh?
With lemonade?
Huh?
With lemonade.
That's what I'm talking about. I think I'm not counting that one. I'll get one yet today. I will get one yet today. Junior Dana Plyman steps in for the Rockets. Jenna Holman once again put herself in front after that two-run home run in the bottom of three, and she's back on the mound for the Indians. First pitch taken high to start the fourth. One offering coming from Holman. Low, 2-0 the count. Offering. Low, 3-0. So Plyman, who walked back in the second, is trying to do the same thing here in the fourth. Ball four high. So Plyman with another walk. Leadoff runner makes it to first. Going to bring up second baseman, sophomore Willow Cannon. Also walked back in the second. Sophomore Willow Cannon's first pitch from Jenna Holman. Hard grounder to Greasy at second. Flips to second, ruled safe. And the Rockets' first two are on board again. These are the exact same individuals that caused a little excitement back in the second where we got bases loaded and ended up getting out with no runs. So the Rockets put two on with nobody out. Sophomore Tori Osborne to the plate, who had a sacrifice bunt back in the second, and I'm going to guess is called to do the same again. First and second, nobody out. Osborne squares the bunt, pulls it back. Count 1-0 on the ball. Zoe, bunt.
Probably. He's fast enough.
Fully anticipate another square here. The offering from Holman squares the bunt. Fouled straight back. So Holman gets a strike on the bunt attempt. 1-1 the count. One the count, fully expect another bunt attempt, and she squares, makes an offering and misses. Holman's getting the advantage here after her successful sack bunt back in the second. Osborne's down 1-2 in the count here, and we'll see if coach is aggressive enough to leave the bunt on. Nia Cook on deck for the Rockets. And the changeup called strike three. Holman gets one back on a strikeout looking to Osborne. Gets the first down of the fourth here, and we are looking at Nia Cook, who walked back in the second as well. So we're that part of the lineup where the Rockets did all that damage on the base on balls, but were never able to get a run across. Swing and a miss, strike one. The 0-1 offering from Holman. Called strike. Goes 0-2. Runner staying at first and second. Audrey Flotty on deck for the Rockets. O2 offering. Cook holds up on a low. And after tried a delayed steal, and we get her at third. So Dana Blyman, a little delayed steal at third, and the Indians get her. The Rockets got that second out, 1-2 offering, and a runner at first. And Cook can't hold up on the changeup, and we will be back after this message from Fowler Mechanical as we go to the bottom of the fourth, up 3-1.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we are back here at Lefevre Family Complex where the Indians are going to go to the bottom of the fourth, still holding that 3-1 lead that was all done in the third inning. So the Indians will be going to the bottom of the fourth with senior Kayla Heitkamp leading off. Kylie Post on deck. Both struck out back in the second, hoping to do a little damage here in the fourth. Support the cause here, girls. Ball low to Heitkamp. Sorry for those of you out there listening. Zoe got a little parched, needed a drink from all them jokes. So we missed one that half inning. We'll try and play catch up, though. Second offering to Heitkamp, taken high, 2-0. Third, 3-0. So Heitkamp trying to do anything she can to get that leadoff runner on here. Down or up in the count, 3-0. Cruz taking a little bit more time after that 3-0 start. Ball low, 4 straight balls to Heitkamp. We've got the leadoff runner on in the bottom of the fourth.
Next up for the Indians, number 28, the catcher, Kylie
Post. Brings up senior Kylie Post with Kayla Heitkamp at first. See how aggressive Coach Shane wants to be on the base pass here. Post bunts, gets it down to the first baseman. Late cover, that ball's going to right field, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to go first to third with Kayla Heitkamp. So the sacrifice bunt works well as a throw to first is a little wide, goes all the way to right field, and first and third, nobody out. Nobody out. Freshman Paisley Hart, who had that leadoff double back in the third coming up. Take another one of those right here, I'll tell you that. We're going to get a courtesy runner here for catcher Kylie Post. See if we can catch the number here.
7.
Number 7, Courtney Klinke. And
Courtney Klinke going to do a little courtesy running at first.
The left fielder, Paisley.
You know, I definitely knew that. It definitely wasn't the speakers.
So, Indians definitely trying to play out on here in an aggressive way. First and third, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Paisley coming up with all kinds of confidence after that double. Squares the bunt. Pulls back. And Klinky's going to advance to third. Or to second. So, second and third now, nobody out.
And the dugout's pretty decorative.
I'm going to guess the bunt is called off here now. Let this girl swing the bat, Coach. She takes a strike. One on the count. I mean, there was a little bit of sun out when this game started, though, and it's clouding up. Regardless, the weatherman missed that 4-5 thunder boomer we were going to have. Another called strike against Paisley goes down 1-2. I fully anticipated getting here about 4:15 and watching it rain during warm-ups, and we still haven't seen the first raindrop, so let me jinx us now. Called ball high, makes count 2-2. Oh, that foul ball just about got us, though. Uh-huh. That landed about 18 inches in front of your nose. Off the roof, into the backstop. Paisley Hart has brought this count back full on a 3-2. I heard it before I saw it. And it's low. Paisley Hart's going to take a walk to load the bases. So that's going to bring up freshman Layla Armstrong. Struck out back in the third, but coming up in an ideal situation here, and the Anna Rockets are going to say, hey, let's talk about this. So that's going to give us a little time to play catch up on the jokes. Zoe, I'm feeling good. Bring me one.
Okay. What's the best thing about eating toast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Best thing about eating toast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In my case, it'd be my dad's homemade jelly, but I don't know. What you got?
You get 3 square meals a day.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't getting that one. You went on that one. I've got 3 more innings yet. Looks like the Rockets going to make a pitching change. Going to bring in senior Liz's daughter. Been playing shortstop thus far. So she's going to do some warm-up pitches here, and Indians still got bases loaded, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth with freshman Layla Armstrong coming to the plate. So as Stoddard throws a few more warm-up pitches here, bring me one more. Bring me one more, Zoe.
What do you get from an overly pampered cow?
An overly pampered cow. Well, it's got to be milk. It's not whole milk. It's not skim milk. It's cream. Something cream.
Spoiled milk.
I give up. You're killing me. All right. So Rockets bring in senior Liz Stoddard to face freshman Layla Armstrong. It's again, bases loaded, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth with the Indians leading 3-1. Daughter's first pitch called ball high. You know, once again, the catcher just sitting there framing that pitch, giving that umpire every possible chance to change his mind. The 1-0 offering, low, 2-0. Hey, the Indians, you know, about your oysters earlier, we're not shellfish. We'll take a run on a walk. And it's 3-0 quickly. So with Layla Armstrong quickly ahead, I would have to think Coach Shane is saying, put that bat on your shoulder and don't move it. After the pitching change, 3 straight balls. And it's a walk. Indians are going to go up 4-1 on a walk. That's going to bring up senior Emma Will because we're back to the top of the lineup. Will on the day flew out to center field in the first and hit that double in the third. Ended up breaking the school record for hits. Wild pitch. And we are scoring. That courtesy runner, Clinky. That ball didn't get past her by very much, but she got in safely under the tag here, and the Indians are now up 5-1. No outs. Runners at second and third in the bottom of the fourth. So Emma had 1-0. Again, that 121st hit took over the school record. And she's hit a weak one back to the shortstop. And the Anna Rocket.
Wow.
Get the out at first. Try to get the out at home. But Paisley Hart gets under the tag again. A few of these Rocket fans questioning the place of the tag versus the foot hitting the plate. Doesn't matter. Indians 6-1.
Now, does that still count as a hit?
That is a sacrifice, though. So we'll get you there.
But does it still count as a hit?
No. Doesn't count as a non-hit either. That is a sacrifice.
Is there a record for those?
I could
take a sacrifice record.
That one went 6-3 on the sacrifice. Greasy, hard hit ball straight up the middle. Going to plate run number 7. Going to bring up Jenna Holman. She's been here before, folks. One out, one on, and coming up after that fly ball that cleared the center field fence. So after the greasy single, the Indians up 7-1. And you are looking at batter number 7 for the Indians in this inning, and still one out. Looks like we've got a softball in the field. A little extra softball coming in from the warm-up circle over there. Jenna Holman coming up. Flew out to right field in the first, and that two-run home run in the third. 1-for-2 on the day. Takes a changeup high, and Ava Greasy easily advancing to second on the steal.
She's got some speed.
She's quick and not much of a throw coming from the catcher there, so that combination worked well for the Indians. Holman ahead 1-0. Takes a called strike.
Wow.
And the catcher not paying any attention at all. Greasy easily advancing to third. I think the catcher was more perplexed with the called strike by the umpire and didn't see Greasy very easily trot down to third base. Holman gets the called ball high, 2-1. Greasy now sitting right down there at third base. Greasy might be hurt. Wild pitch. She advances home. Falls awkwardly trying to avoid the pitcher covering home plate. But regardless, that's going to put the Indians up 8-1. So after zeros in the first and second, you see a 3 in the third and a 5 spot currently in the fourth. And we're waiting to play Adeline yet. 2-2 the count. Nobody on now after we've plated 5 here in the fourth. Jenna Holman, a grounder to third base, fielded, throws to first, and is there in time.
Oh, no.
So the Rockets get their second out of the inning here. Brings up senior Ella Shane with nobody on. One's going to go 5-3 in the books for the second out. And you see batter number 8 for the Indians here in the fourth. Shane on the day. Back-to-back singles. She's 2-for-2 on the day with 2 singles. Takes a called ball. Takes a called ball 2. She's had 2 of the hardest hits balls today, but both singles. Sent the one right up the middle off the pitcher's glove, and then that missile out the left field. 3 straight balls. I'm going to guess Mom at third base says take all the way. And it is, and it's a called ball 4 outside. So the Indians have now officially batted around in the fourth, as Alexis Greasy will be our last Indian that has not batted, and here she comes to the plate. 2 outs. Shane at first now. Called strike. Greasy 0-2 on the day, flew out to first and a strikeout back in the third. However, this is the third straight inning she's made it to the plate. Hard grounder up the middle, off the pitcher, off the second baseman, and to the center fielder. So for the second time today in this fourth inning, you're going to see Kayla Heikamp.
Number 21 in the right fielder.
Kayla Heikamp advanced on a walk here in the fourth and came around to score. So she's 0-1 on the day with the strikeout in the second, a walk in the fourth, and she's back to the plate here in the fourth. And she offers up the first, goes down 0-1. Runners at first and second, two outs. Ball high, 1-1 the count.
This is the game I like to see.
You like runs, and we finally got there. The first two innings were a little struggle for you, weren't they? 1-1 pitch to Heikamp, taken high, 2-1. The Indians and Rockets were in a 0-0 slugfest after two, and ever since then, the Indians have got the runs out. Two and two, the count.
Sirens.
I don't like hearing sirens either, but sounds like the squad's going to be coming into Fort Recovery. Heikamp fly ball to the first baseman, records the third out, but not after the Indians do a lot of damage, sending 10 to the plate, plating 5. We're going to go to the top of the fifth up 8-1, and we'll be right back after this message from Fort Camp Excavating.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
All right, we are back here at the softball diamond where after back-to-back solid run, scoring 3 in the third, 5 in the fourth. The Indians are up 8-1 against the Anna Rockets. Anna's going to send to the plate here to start the fifth. Senior Audrey Flotty, sophomore Eva Plyman, and senior Izzy Jenkins. So bring it to me, Zoe. I got to get a joke yet today.
What do you call a person who steals from McDonald's?
A person who steals from McDonald's. Well, I mean, I don't think she steals, but a person that goes to McDonald's a lot is your youngest sister, Elsie. But I'm hoping she ain't stealing. Steals from McDonald's. A McRobber.
No. A Hamburglar.
I like McRobber better. But Audrey Flotty's in the batter's box here, and Jenna Holman bringing the first offering at the top of the fifth. And accidentally offers at it. Tried to hold up, but definitely went around, and Holman's ahead 0-1. And after a foul tip that bounces off of senior catcher Kylie Post, Holman's ahead 0-2. The 0-2 offering from Holman. Fouled straight back into the net. The varsity baseball team playing directly behind us in the bottom of the fourth, beating Knoxville 9-0. Success on both diamonds so far for the Indians this evening. Holman's 0-2 offering. Change up, and it's a swing and a miss. That change up, a pitch I know that Holman's been working on. I got here about 4:05 today, and I saw her and Kylie Post out there working on it a lot, and that's at least the second or third strikeout that's been a result of that changeup. It's going to bring up sophomore Eva Plyman, who had a single back in the first and was hit by pitch in the third. Goes down 0-1 on the called strike. On deck, Izzy Jenkins for the Rockets. Foul tip, Holman the head 0-2. And I don't want to jinx this, but a lot of the successes came when the Rockets started getting a little more aggressive at the plate and got away from them 7, 8, and 9 pitch at bats. Holman ahead 0-2. Called high 1-2. She did definitely went right back to that changeup there trying to secure the strikeout.
Yeah.
There's that changeup again, and just about caught her, and she barely caught the tip of the bat on it. Keeps this at-bat alive. Definitely a concentration point for Holman tonight is that changeup. Count stays 1-2 on the foul tip. Fastball right on the left knee. Oh. Carrie Shane asking for time. I'm going to say that that discussion with home plate umpire was that that Plyman did not make any effort at all to get out of the way. Home plate umpire says, no, Mrs. Shane, you back to the dugout. And they've got a runner at first. So that's back-to-back hit by pitches with Plyman at the plate. Holman once again ahead 0-1 here with senior Izzy Jenkins at the plate. High fly ball from Jenkins out to center field. Emma Will under it, quickly gets it in, which is going to keep climbing at first, and records the second out here at the top of the fifth. That's going to go F8. And Liz Stoddard to the plate. Started at short, came in there in the fourth to pitch. Two outs, runner at first. Stoddard, a hard line drive to center field. That's off the top of the fence. Will's getting it in quickly to Greasy. It's going to be a stand-up double for Stoddard, but Emma Will's effort out there in center field holds the lead runner at third. So now we've got second and third, two outs. Junior Brooklyn Cruz to the plate, who flew out the left field and struck out looking so far today. Still two outs. Hard foul down the right field line. Holman, if I am correct, has been ahead of every batter here in the top of the fifth. Called low, 1-1. Post aggressively throws down to Shane at third, safely back in on the slide. One-one offering from Holman. Miss swinging gets Holman ahead of Cruz 1-2. Two outs, runners at second and third, and we're trying to get out of this fifth with no damage. Holman's 1-2. grounded directly back to Holman, who flips over to Greasy at first, and we are out of this inning. Going to take an 8-1 lead to the bottom of the fifth, and we'll be right back after these words from Reisner Energy.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac home standby generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Act today. Generac. It's a power move. Call Reisner Energy Products at 419-678-4858.
All right, we are back here at the softball diamond of LaFever Family Complex, where your Lady Indians have an 8-1 advantage over the Anna Rockets, and we are going to see senior Kylie Post, followed by Paisley Hart and Layla Armstrong to start the bottom of the fifth here. And Zoe, I'm running out of time. I got to get one, so bring me another food joke.
What do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a fake noodle? A fake noodle.
It's literally so easy.
It's easy?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it they make them noodles out of anymore? Squash? I mean, I wouldn't be eating any of it, but what do you got?
An impasta.
Impasta. That one wasn't bad. I wouldn't have got that, but that one wasn't bad. So, all right, here we are, bottom of five. Indians holding an 8-1 lead. Catcher Kylie Post coming to the plate. You know, and she was actively involved during that very aggressive fourth inning where she got a sacrifice that ended up being thrown all the way out into right field and called safe at first. So, here we are, bottom of five, 8-1. We're going to see Post, Hart, and Armstrong to start the bottom of five. Batter up, says the umpire. Post hard offering misses. Goes down 0-1. I mean, if I keep striking out on these jokes, though, we're going to do one like every batter just to give me a chance. Uh-huh. 0-1 offering from Stotter. Low, 1-1. Post struck out in the second, and like I said, had that sacrifice that she advanced on in the fourth. Called ball, 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Again, senior Kylie Post, 3-1 advantage. Takes ball four high. So the Indians got that leadoff runner on again.
Next up for the Indians, number two, the left fielder.
Brings up number two, left fielder Paisley Hart. Had a double back in the third and got on by a walk in the fourth. And here we are in the fifth. And that's not going to happen before Courtney Klinke goes back in to courtesy run for Kylie Post. The senior catcher can get back in the dugout and take a breather and get her pads on and see if Courtney Klinke can come around to score again here. So, one on, nobody out. See if coach asks Paisley to square to bunt here again. Stotter to the plate. Paisley does not square. Takes ball high. One offering to Hart. Grounder foul. Makes count 1-1. Klinke retreating back to first. One offering to Hart. Low. Klinke advancing to second on the low pitch. Indians now with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. I'm starting to think temperature's dropped about 4 degrees.
4 degrees? pretty precise.
Ball high to Paisley Hart. 3-1 the count. See if Coach Shane gives her the hold sign here to take. No, she's swinging. Grounder to third right between the wickets. We're going to have first and second. Nobody out. Brings up freshman Layla Armstrong. Struck out in the third and took a walk in the fourth. So with Klinke at second, Hart at first, Armstrong at the plate, nobody out, and the Indians looking to continue this run brigade. Swing and a miss from Armstrong. He said 3 in the third, 5 in the fourth, and with nobody out, we've got first and second here in the fifth. 1-1 the count. Armstrong hard hit ball at the left field, lands right in front of the left fielder, skips past her, and we're going to be scoring runs, guys. And that skip past the left fielder allows the Indians to get second and third and plate the ninth run of the night.
Number 9, the center fielder.
Armstrong, I'm going to say, is a single, and then with the misplay by the left fielder, advances to second. Paisley Hart is going to third on the play, and courtesy runner Courtney Klinke scoring her second run in two innings. Called strike on the outside corner to Emma Will, who's got second and third here, and is your Lady Indians all-time career hits leader after a hit back in the third, double in the third. 1-1 the count, Emma Will. Hard hit ball to the shortstop. Emma's going to beat the throw to first, and we are going to score the 10th run on the throw. Emma Will easily advancing to second. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got 10-1, bottom five, nobody out in second and third.
Number 12.
And we're going to bring up Ava Greasy.
Greasy.
That's not going to happen before the Rockets coach comes out to have conversations with the home plate umpire. And she is going to intentionally walk Greasy to load the bases to bring up Jenna Holman, who happens to have a home run on the night. But obviously that intentional walk was more about getting the force out play at home plate now. So Indians one run away from this 10, and that's a hard hit ball past the third baseman. That's going to plate one. That's going to plate two. And that's going to be the ball game, guys. That is a run rule by your Lady Indians. So a 12-1 advantage probably is going to go down as 11-1, as that was the 10-run rule. Jenna Holman ends the game, goes the full distance on the mound. Let's take a quick commercial break here from BU, and we'll be back right after that.
At BU Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gift to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
All right, we are back here at LaFever Family Complex, where your Lady Indians have secured a five-inning run rule of the Anna Rockets. And it looks like we are going to have a little presentation out here at home plate honoring senior Emma Will, who, like we said, in that double became the all-time winning or all-time leading hits for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. So, like
I
said, Jenna Holman goes the distance. Indians start slow there, Zoe, 0-0 through the second. And then we go 3-5-4. So, like I said, you just heard in the background Emma Will being honored becoming the career hits leader for Fort Recovery. So 121 hits in her high school career here as a Lady Indian. And she's still got a little bit of time this senior year to play out on to that total. So, like I said, slow start for the Indians, 0-0, but 3 in the third, 5 in the fourth, and 4 in the fifth easily takes care of these Anna Rockets, 12-1. Zoe. I was starting Zoe, and I looked, and I saw Emma holding that all-time hits leader sign, and I combined your two names, and I went Zoe. But what's your feelings on tonight's game?
I don't know. We did good, I guess.
No other feelings other than you think we did good. Huh?
Not really.
What was your favorite part?
The hits record.
The hits record, that was pretty cool to watch, wasn't it? And they're celebrating with Emma Will, easily deserved there at home plate. Jenna Holman, did go the distance on the mound, did hit that two-run home run to give us that three-run advantage back here, or 3-1 lead back in third. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring this to a close, but I'm going to give Zoe two chances.
Two
chances for me to get one joke right tonight. We've got two jokes, and then we're going to close this broadcast. Bring me two jokes, Zoe.
Okay, what's twins' favorite fruits?
Twins' favorite fruits?
Yeah.
It's like twin brothers or twin sisters or whatever, or brother and sister? What's their favorite fruit?
Yeah.
This one seems so easy.
Yeah, because it is. It really is.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
Apples and oranges, bananas and gray. I don't know.
Pears!
Oh, my God. Now I'm mad at myself. I should have just ended this broadcast. Give me one more. Let me get mad again.
What do you say to the fruits before you leave your house?
What do you say to the fruits before you leave the house? Something about fresh. I got to have fresh fruit.
Because you eat so much of it.
What do you got?
I'm going bananas.
Ladies and gentlemen, on that note, thank you once again. Indians 11-1 win over the Anna Rockets tonight, and we will see you later.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.